Don't Look Now, Just Listen to Not in Front of the Children, a radio version of the TV success by Richard Waring, with Wendy Craig as Jennifer and Francis Matthews as Henry Corner. This week, Domestic Help, which also involves Doris Rogers, Joan Sanderson, Alwyn Griffiths, Maddie Head, later Nigel Lambert, Frederick Treves, and the girls.
Can you spare a moment, Mrs. Corner?
Yes, of course. Do come in.
If you're sure I'm not interrupting.
Oh, interrupting? I've been listening to that vacuum cleaner for the last half hour. Some conversation will make a nice change. And this morning it was the battle between Jimmy Young and the washing machine. I think the washing machine won.
You don't have any help then?
Help?
In the house.
Oh, you mean in addition to the vacuum and the washing machine?
Yes, I mean a woman in to help you.
Oh, no, I'm afraid not. We can't afford it.
Oh, but domestic help in the country is not nearly so expensive as in London.
Even so. I did once hint to Henry that the cottage was rather big for one person to keep clean, but he just referred me to the television commercials.
Commercials?
Yes. Well, they're his idea of what my day consists of, you know. A quick burst of polish and the table's covered with twinkling stars. A sprinkle of powder and my floor mop cuts a gleaming white line through 2 inches of kitchen grease. If they invent any more things, I'm sure you'll think I can do the whole house from that armchair.
Good heavens. Well, I hope you won't be too tired to come round for supper on Monday evening.
Well, I think that'll be all right. It's just that I do the washing on Monday. Makes it rather a heavy day. Dirty clothes on top of a dirty house.
Oh, dear. You really must get some help, Mrs. Corner.
As a matter of fact, my Mrs. Gumby has a sister who wants to do some casual domestic work. So, why don't you just give it a try?
Oh, well, I think I'd better try my husband first.
Could ask Mrs. Gumby to send her sister along.
No, it's very kind of you.
Oh, there's an agency in Crossley. Now, may I use your directory? You can give them a ring and find out for yourself how reasonable help can be. Now, here we are. Here's their number. And you tell your husband to stop watching those commercials, or you'll soon look like the one with that poor young woman who barely has the strength to push a pram.
Oh, yeah. I know the one you mean. I've often thought if she's ever too tired to do the commercial, they could always use me.
Well, then, shall we make it Tuesday, then?
Yes, that'll be splendid.
And you promise to speak to your husband?
Yes.
Finish work now. That's what I do. Say you were too tired to carry on.
Oh, all right.
And sound tired, too. That's how I got our Mrs. Gumby. I kept on yawning and going up to bed before Jack. Men don't like not having anyone to grumble about the television with. Oh, by the way, any time you want any fresh eggs, my hens have really answered the government's call for productivity.
Oh, thank you.
Very cheap.
Right.
If someone doesn't take them off my hands, I shall have to sit at the side of the road with baskets of them and solicit passing motorists.
Goodbye. I wouldn't mind sitting right now by the side of the road or anywhere else. Oh, what's wrong with this vacuum? Look, you're not going to sulk because I left you for a moment. There's nothing wrong with you at all. Now just pull yourself together and make an effort. Oh! Oh! You're supposed to suck, not blow! Right, that does it. Now, where's the directory? 164. Well, Henry can't grumble. Mrs. Hobson said that help doesn't cost nearly so much in the country.
Hello, Crockley Domestic Agency.
Oh, hello. I'm thinking of having someone to help me about the house. Could you tell me what sort of rate one pays these days?
Yes, 5 and 6 an hour, madam.
5 and 6...
And a minimum of 3 hours a day and 2 days a week.
3 hours... Oh, that would be over 30 shillings a week.
That's right, madam. May I have your name, please?
Corner.
Corner.
But I'm afraid I couldn't afford it.
Mrs. Corner, who's taken over Old Marsh Farm.
Yes, but I'm very sorry.
Mrs. Harris, who used to live there, used to employ our Mrs. Pratt.
Oh, really?
Mrs. Harris was very satisfied with her.
Yes, well, you see, I wouldn't have nearly so much work for someone as Mrs. Harris did. I mean, I do a lot myself. Wouldn't that make your rate more reasonable?
I'm sorry.
I mean, I'd make Mrs. Scraggs continuous cups of coffee.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Corner.
And she could have her sit down whenever she felt like it. That ought to be worth a bob an hour less.
I do think you'll find Mrs. Scraggs worth the money, Mrs. Corner. Why don't I send her along and you give her a trouble?
No, I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
She lives quite near you, and Mrs. Harris used to find Mrs. Scrams's son very useful once a week, doing odd jobs about the place, you know.
Yes, I do know, the sort of jobs my husband very nearly gets around to every weekend. I still have to say no. I'm so sorry. Well, there you are, Vacuum. You've still got me driving you, so you just behave. Look, if you want to give out instead of pulling in, why don't you produce something practical? Why don't you lay an egg? I've got a good mind to sell you and buy some chickens and have free eggs like Mrs. Ah. Sit at the side of the road and solicit motorists.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Hobson. It's Jennifer Corner here. May I take you up on your offer about the eggs? Last car. He didn't even look at my legs, let alone my eggs. Fresh eggs! Only 3 shillings a dozen! Everybody in the country must be egg-bound. Oh, no, this one's stopping.
It's you and me.
Yes?
Am I on the right road for Crawford in Newtown?
Yes, straight on.
Oh, thank you so much.
You wouldn't like a dozen eggs?
No, thanks. I've just been on a diet. I won't see another egg or steak as long as I live.
I had a good mind to tell him his diet hadn't worked. Oh, I'm thirsty. I could make an eggnog if I only had a nog. Fresh eggs! Only 3 shillings a dozen!
Hello, sweetie. Any chance of me helping you feed your chickens?
I beg your pardon?
Just thought I'd ask.
Excuse me?
Crossley, Newtown, straight on.
I know that. I've lived there for 10 years. I wanted to buy some eggs.
Eggs?
2 dozen, I think.
2 dozen, yes, certainly. Straight away. Just a moment while I, You wouldn't have a paper bag on you.
A paper bag?
Or a basket. Well, your handbag.
2 dozen eggs in my handbag?
Well, 1 dozen?
That's only my purse with me.
1 egg?
Oh, sorry. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Constable.
Arnold.
How many eggs would you like? I'm afraid I haven't any bags or baskets, but if you haven't got far to go, you could carry them in your helmet, couldn't you?
Oh, I'm not after eggs, thank you, madam. We have our own chicken farm, and I start the day with them scrambled. Have them hard-boiled for my lunch, and go home at night to an omelette. Oh, I just wonder, madam, if you were in possession of a street trader's license.
Oh, they're all here. And I haven't hidden all the eggs. Oh, and what else was there? Oh, yes, Mrs. Hobson said she pretended to be tired. That's how she got her daily. Right.
You've got a lot of prep tonight, girls.
Yes, Matthew. Hello, Mummy.
Oh, hello, darling.
Hello.
The girls have got a lot of prep. So, I suggest they run straight upstairs and change and get on with it, eh?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I was asleep.
Right, run along, girls.
Okay, go on, Amanda.
Well, darling, you had a good day.
Well, actually...
Well, you look fit anyhow. You know what it is? It's this country air.
I'm feeling rather tired, as a matter of fact, Henry.
Are you really, darling? You'd never guess it. Well, I'm tired too, actually. Good excuse for an early night, eh? Ah, but it's a different kind of tiredness in the country, isn't it?
Is it?
Oh, good Lord, yes. I mean, when we went to bed early in London, we were tired, completely flaked out. We used to hit the pillows and go straight to sleep, straight away, didn't we? But I don't know, in the country... It's a more sort of relaxed feeling, isn't it? I mean, you may go to bed early, but you're still not too tired for a cuddle.
I'm sorry, Henry, but I'm afraid mine is more than a relaxed feeling. It's tiredness.
Ah, well, we'll see.
What do you mean?
I bet it's a different tune when we get to bed.
It won't be a different tune. I mean, I've even been too tired today to finish the housework.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, well, I'm glad you noticed.
Yes, I did. I mean, usually the place is like a new pin. I'm afraid to sit down in case I dent a cushion. But today there's a more... Well, there's a homely feeling. It's sort of tidy, but not too tidy. Yes, you must keep it like this, darling. Well, I know. I'll put the kettle on. Cup of tea will buck you up. Like that woman in the commercials, remember? I don't know how you ladies get tired. All the things to give you a lift. Quite apart from the fact that housework these days only consists of a puff of something here and a wipe of something else there. Good grief! What are all these eggs? They say go to work on one egg, not half a dozen.
Well,
to use this lot up, you'd have to come home on an egg as well.
Mrs. Hobson, let me have them cheap.
Mrs. Hobson? Good. Well, I know where to send the doctor's bill if we all get egg-bound. Must be 5 or 6 dozen here. Anybody would think you were going to start up business at the side of the road.
Yes? Oh, good afternoon. We haven't actually met. We've passed each other in the lane.
Oh, yes.
I'm Mrs. Foskett Dyke.
Jennifer Corner, how do you do?
Might I come in for a moment?
Yes.
Thank you. I'll come straight to the point, Mrs. Corner. I believe that you set up what I can only describe as a street trader's stall in the main road at the top of our lane.
Yes, well, I just...
Well, you haven't lived in Old Croftley long, Mrs. Corner, or you'd realize that we take great pride in the preservation of our small rural community here in the face of the march of hideous progress.
Oh, quite.
And we shall not continue to preserve it if the top of our lane becomes a kind of minor market.
No, well,
it's the thin end of the wedge, Mrs. Corner. You with your eggs will be followed by others with cut flowers and strawberries. Gypsies will set up camp next, selling pegs and baskets. Motorists stopping to buy will discover our lane, and in no time at all, we shall be a mecca for picnickers.
Well, I...
Paper and tins and orange peel underfoot, sing songs at twilight.
She won't be...
This is Mrs. Frisbee Dyke.
Foskett Dyke.
Foskett Dyke.
How do you do?
How do you do? I came...
This is my husband.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I came to see your wife.
Would you like a cup of tea, Mrs. Foskett Dyke?
No, thank you, Mrs. Corner.
My husband's just making a pot.
Even so.
Well, don't let us interrupt you, darling. I'm dying for a cup.
Oh. Well, yes, if you'll excuse me, Mrs.
I do assure you, Mrs. Foskett Dyke, that it won't happen again.
Oh. Well, I'm pleased to hear it, Mrs. Corner. You do understand.
Oh, of course I do. It was just a whim.
A whim?
Passing fancy.
Quite. Yes. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Corner.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Corner.
What?
Mrs. Foskett Dyke's going, darling.
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye. I let myself out.
No, allow me. Constable.
About that license, madam.
This is Mrs. Foskett Dyke.
How do you do?
Constable,
Wilson.
Wilson. Well, I expect you two have a lot to talk about.
I don't think so. Excuse me.
We haven't had anything to talk about since I booked her for obstruction. Now then, madam.
What's going on, darling?
Make the tea, Henry, will you?
Yes, not until I know what's going on. Can I help you, Constable?
Well, sir, it was the matter of your wife's license.
Oh, I need a license for my wife, do I? Well, after the last 5 minutes, I'm not surprised.
A license for eggs, sir.
Eggs?
It's all right, Constable. I shan't apply for a license.
Well, just I didn't know you were a resident, madam, or I would have...
No, thank you very much.
Yeah, very well, ma'am. Honour, sir.
I don't pretend to know what's going on, but if he wanted eggs, why didn't you let him have 40 or 50 of ours?
Because he's got an omelette for his supper.
What?
Listen, darling, I tried selling eggs in the road so that I could afford Mrs. Scraggs, but I didn't have a license, and I didn't have any bags either. And a dreadful man offered to help me feed my chickens, and I should have told you outright, but I didn't want you jeering at my failure.
Failure? Doesn't sound like failure to me, Jen. You've crammed more into one afternoon than most women do in a lifetime.
But do you understand, Henry?
No, darling, quite frankly, not a solitary word. But I'm sure if you sit down, take a deep breath, everything will become clear in time. Comfy? That's right. Well, now, if we take it section by section, starting perhaps with you selling eggs in the road so that you could afford Mrs. Scraggs. Now, the questions that leap to my mind, for instance, are what road and who is Mrs. Scraggs?
The main road.
You were selling eggs in the main road?
By the side of the main road.
All right. Well, now, the picture I've got in my mind is of you standing by the side of the main road offering eggs for sale. Is that correct?
No.
What?
I was sitting.
Sitting by the side of the road offering eggs for sale. Who is Mrs. Scraggs?
A daily.
A daily what?
Woman. Well, Henry, I knew you'd say we couldn't afford one, but I am so tired, and the place is very hard to keep clean, so I thought that if I could make a little money of my own...
Oh, you mean your idea was to spend each day by the side of the road so that you could afford somebody else to spend the day in your cottage?
Well, she'd be cleaning it.
There wouldn't be much to clean, would there, if you hardly lived there?
Yes, I know it was a silly idea, but I was so desperate, and Mrs. Hobson has a smaller place than us, and she has a daily.
Well, I should think Mrs. Hobson could afford a daily after flogging you 10 dozen eggs.
But can't we give it a trial? And I mean, I only know how much Mrs. Scraggs would be. We mightn't have to pay nearly as much for Mrs. Gumby's sister.
Mrs. Gumby's sister? You know, I left a perfectly ordinary, happy home this morning. This afternoon, I arrived back to a mystery play with a cast of thousands.
Well, it may have seemed a happy home to you this morning, Henry, but I was very low and tired. And I suppose that's why I did silly things like trying to sell eggs to policemen and sex maniacs. You see, darling, if I wasn't so tired, if I had a little help in the house, then I'd be much more sensible and relaxed, and you'd be relaxed. And we could do what you said. Go to bed early for a cuddle. You see, darling, Henry, all I'm saying is, can we try a daily?
Well,
Yes?
On one condition.
Yes?
That you pay her in eggs.
Well, it's very kind of you to ring, Mrs. Hobson, but I have actually got somebody arriving this morning. My husband agreed, and I phoned the agency last night. It's a Mrs. Scraggs. She used to work here for Mrs. Harris. So I thought, well, she'll know the house.
Oh, well, I'm delighted you managed to persuade your husband, Mrs. Corner. Did you try yawning and going up to bed early, as I suggested?
Yes, I tried all sorts of things, Mrs. Hobson.
Oh. Well, any time you need some more eggs.
Thank you, Mrs. Hobson, but not just yet.
Well, don't forget.
I don't think I could.
All right, then, we'll see you on Tuesday evening.
Lovely.
I'm trying out a new recipe for a cocktail savory made with eggs.
Marvellous.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I forgot to tell you, darling, we've been asked to the Hobsons for supper on Tuesday.
Oh, really? Any chance of smuggling some of their eggs back? How are you girls doing with your breakfast?
All right, thanks.
More eggs?
No, thanks.
We've had to eat.
Yes, well, they'd better leave a bit of room for lunch, hadn't they?
What's for lunch?
Egg and potato pie.
Oh.
Oh, come on then, girls. Work up an appetite. Give me a hand with the washing up.
No, Henry.
What? Oh, no. No, of course, that's Mrs. Scraggs' province, isn't it? Off you go then, girls. You're ladies of leisure now.
Oh, okay.
You just sit down with the morning paper.
Marvellous. What time is your slave of the lamp arriving?
Any minute. Thank you, darling, so much.
Oh, there she is.
Really?
What?
Well, I didn't know slaves of the lamp rang bells. I thought they just appeared in a cloud of smoke.
Mrs. Scraggs?
Yes?
Do come in.
Thank you. It's not the first time I've been through this door.
No, I'm sure not. This is my husband, Mrs. Scraggs.
How do you do?
Well, my hands don't get any better, but I try not to complain.
You get on with your paper, darling, and Mrs. Scraggs and I will work out an order of work.
Oh, right.
I'd never dreamed this was the same room, you know.
Oh, really?
Well, not to make comparisons, of course, which are always malodorous.
Yes. Now, if you'd like to come through to the kitchen, I don't think you'll find that has changed very much.
Straight away, you mean?
I beg your pardon?
Begin work straight away. Mrs. Harris always gave me a cup of tea or coffee when I arrived.
Oh, well, if you'd like to make yourself a cup, Mrs. Scraggs.
Mrs. Harris made me a cup.
Yes, well, we've only just finished breakfast. I'm sure we can squeeze you out a cup.
Not stewed.
Stewed?
Stewed tea. Concentrated tannic acid. It flies straight to me hands.
Oh. Well, I'll make you a cup of coffee if you'd come into the kitchen.
Is it beans or powder?
The powder.
Oh, I'm not allowed the powder.
Well, I'm afraid we've only got the powder.
Any beef tea?
No.
Oh, then it'll have to be...
Tea, yes, right. Well, I'll make you a pot. And while the kettle's boiling, perhaps you'd care to make a start on the washing up.
The kitchen has changed, you know.
Yes, well, try not to look at it, Mrs. Scraggs. Kettle's on, excuse me. Well, she's a bit of a character, Henry. But she's going to be a real treasure, you know.
Is she really?
What?
Well, from what I've seen up to now, she's the sort of treasure who ought to be buried.
Oh. nonsense. That's just her way. Mrs. Harris wouldn't have had us for so long if she hadn't been any good, would she?
I don't think Mrs. Harris would have noticed. All the two of them seemed to do was chat about horse brasses over cups of coffee.
Yes, well, I'm just making her one quick cup of tea.
You'd better check up if she wants China or Indian.
And then she's going to do the washing up. Now, you just settle with your paper and take it easy, darling. Oh, I thought you'd have started on the washing up, Mrs. Scraggs.
I don't see any.
The breakfast things are in the other room.
Oh.
We're just collecting the breakfast things, darling.
Oh, Mr. Corner.
Yes?
Would you carry the tray? My hands aren't what they were.
No, you stay there. I'll do it. Come along, Mr. Scraggs. There we are. There's lots of hot water.
Not too hot.
There's even more cold water and lots of lovely squeezy foam. See?
Ooh, not squeezy foam.
Because of your hands. Right. Well, what would your hands like?
The only thing that doesn't bring them up is softly suds.
We haven't any softly suds.
Oh, well, I'll just have to use the hot water then.
I know. But doesn't the water get greasy?
Now, do you know, it's a funny thing, Mrs. Corner, but my hands are partial to grease.
Yes. Well, I'm afraid we aren't, Mrs. Scraggs. So what I suggest is, I'll do the washing up, and you get on with the housework. Are your hands allergic to a duster?
Oh, no.
No? Oh, splendid. Well, here you are. This way. Mrs. Scraggs is going to dust, darling.
She was jolly quick with the washing up.
I can't do the washing up. You see, you haven't got any softly suds.
We've got squeezy foam.
Ooh, but that's no good to my hands.
Yeah. Well, I'll put softly suds on the shopping list, and you get on with your paper, darling. And Mrs. Scraggs, perhaps you'd make a start upstairs.
I'll try, but I haven't had my tea yet.
Jen, this is ridiculous.
No, it isn't. It'll work out. You'll see.
Oh, you mean we'll eventually stumble upon something she can do by a process of elimination?
Well, if she isn't a success, there's still Mrs. Gumby's sister.
Who, in all probability, will have something very wrong with her feet.
Well, I'll just check on the dusting.
Yes, you'd better. You'll probably find her hands are allergic to fluff. Oh, and ask her if it's all right with her if I now abandon my newspaper and plunge my arms up to the elbow in squeezy foam.
Hello?
Oh, hello. It's Mrs. Hobson again.
Oh, Mrs. Hobson, I was thinking of ringing you.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, I'm afraid Mrs. Scraggs hasn't been an unqualified success.
Oh.
No. So I was going to ask you if we could possibly see your Mrs. Gumby's sister. If I have to dismiss Mrs. Scraggs, I'd like to be able to slip an alternative candidate under Henry's nose quickly. You know, like getting back on a horse immediately after you've fallen off it. No, I don't think it's like that, but you know what I mean.
No, and never mind, because I was actually ringing you to say that Mrs. Gumby's sister is here, and are you sure you wouldn't like to see her?
Oh, yes, I would, Mrs. Hobson.
Apparently Mrs. Gumby mentioned it to her last night, and she came along.
Well, do send her over, please.
I will, straight away.
Thank you so much. Henry?
Yes? What does she want now, a glass of brandy?
No, darling, listen. I'm going to admit that I made a dreadful mistake about Mrs. Scraggs.
Oh, well.
And I shall go upstairs now and tell her that it's obvious that we have differing views about housework. But you should be able to get back to your morning paper any moment, darling, because Mrs. Gumby's sister is on her way across the fields now.
Mrs. Gumby's sister?
Mrs. Hobson just rang to say so. Isn't that good news?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Mrs. Gumby's sister might turn out to be another Mrs. Scraggs.
Of course she won't, darling. She'll really be a treasure. I have a feeling in my bones. There we are. Now, you just take your arms out of those suds and dry them.
We can't have two old women attacking the dirt.
No, no. I'll speak to Mrs. Scraggs. I said I would, didn't I?
All right.
Coming!
Oh, Mrs. Corner.
Yes?
I'm Mrs. Gumby's sister.
What?
Trixie. Yeah, I bet you're surprised.
Surprised?
Well, my sister's much older than me, of course. There's nine of us. She came first, I came last.
Yes. Well,
I'm only 19. May I come in?
Well,
Ooh, is this your husband?
Good Lord. I mean, yes.
I'm Mrs. Gumby's sister.
You are?
Yes. Your wife was surprised, too. I just told her. There's nine of us in our family. My sister came first and I came last. Though, as my boyfriend said, last but not least.
Yes.
Well, Miss Gumby.
No, Mrs. Gumby.
Oh, yes.
My name's Williams, but everyone calls me Trixie.
Well, Miss Williams.
Oh, Trix.
Miss Williams, you see, the position is this. We have someone here at the moment.
Oh, yes, I know. Mrs. Hobson said you were giving her the order of the boot.
Oh, yes, we are. We are, aren't we, darling?
Well, I must say, it hasn't been a total success.
Well, I assure you, I've never had any complaints.
I'm sure you have.
What I mean is, we must let her complete her morning's work.
But darling, she hasn't done any work.
No, but she might suddenly find her feet.
Well, I hope she does. It'll take her mind off her hands.
So, Miss Williams...
Trixie,
I think the best plan is for me to get in touch with you.
Oh, you needn't worry about paying me this morning, Mrs. Corner. We'll make it a sort of free sample.
Did you hear that, darling? Thank you, Trixie.
Trixie? Hello, Mrs. Scraggs.
If you came after the position, it's filled.
Well, I've just been speaking to Mrs. Corner.
Is there something you want, Mrs. Scraggs?
Yes. The squeezy phone, Mrs. Corner. I'll do the washing up now.
But she said she couldn't...
Splendid! As a matter of fact, my husband has just filled the sink.
Mrs. Hobson assured me she just spoke to your wife, Mr. Corner.
Yes, yes, that's quite correct, Trixie. So you make a start. Now the vacuum's out of action. Perhaps you could do this floor with a carpet sweeper.
Anything you say, Mr. Corner.
Oh, well. Here's the sweeper. Just give it a light run over. You know, don't strain yourself.
Mrs. Scraggs has her arms deep in the squeezy foam, darling.
Well, Trixie's doing very well with the carpet sweeper.
Is she?
Yes, well, she will when she gets the knack.
Oh, dear. I think you ought to tell her, Henry.
Look, you wanted her, and I don't want Mrs. Scraggs.
Excuse me. Mrs. Scraggs, I think perhaps if you could do something in the sitting room...
My hands are all right now, Mrs. Corner.
Where Miss Williams is...
Is she starting on my sitting room? Polish, please, Mrs. Corner.
Polish, right.
Can't you put a bit more vim into it, Trixie?
Oh, you said just a light run over.
Well, try a heavy one.
Polish, Mrs. S.
Thank you, Mrs. C.
My word, that carpet's looking better, Trixie.
That's a marvellous shine, Mrs. Scraggs.
You ought to see the carpet, darling.
Well, you ought to see your face in this table, Henry.
Keep it up, Trixie.
Well done, Mrs. S.
Oh, I'm puffed.
What?
It's harder work than the vacuum.
Is it? Oh, all right, I'll mend the vacuum. You get on with the washing up. Trixie's getting on with the washing up, darling. I'll show you the kitchen, Trixie.
I wouldn't trust my husband with Trixie Williams.
What?
She's man-mad. See what I mean?
Good heavens. What's going on, Henry?
Oh, she squeezed the squeezy foam. We got a load of bubbles.
Really? Well, there's the vacuum to mend, Henry.
Yes, all right, darling. I'm just going to show Trixie where everything goes.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Corner.
Oh, not at all. There's the doorbell, darling.
Mrs. Scraggs will go.
I doubt it. She'd have to use her hands.
Oh, dear.
Mrs. Corner.
Yes?
I'm Mrs. Scraggs' son. I used to do odd jobs for Mrs. Harris, and I gather my mum's working here again.
Oh, yes. Do come in.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, Don.
My husband will be pleased. Henry!
Yes?
If you can tear yourself away.
Yes? Oh.
This is Mrs. Scraggs' son, who's going to do odd jobs for us.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Shall I show him what's needed, darling, or shall I take over your task in the kitchen with Miss Williams?
Miss Williams?
Don!
Trix!
Are you checking up on me again?
No, I'm not. I didn't know you were here.
Don, you never told me you knew Trixie Williams.
Well, I don't really know any
of you. You know what I think about Trixie.
Well, yes, that's why I didn't tell you.
Well, there's nothing to tell now because I ditched him.
You ditched my son?
Oh, now listen, Mum.
No, you isn't.
Well,
and you.
Come in the kitchen, darling. Now, look, if I tell Trixie we don't need her...
And I tell the Scraggs.
Right.
Right.
Well, I haven't been checking up on you.
Let's leave it till half time.
Okay.
And to fill in the time...
Yes?
I'll give you a hand with the washing up.
Not in Front of the Children starred Wendy Craig as Jennifer Corner and Frances Matthews as her husband Henry, with Doris Rogers as Mrs. Scraggs, Joan Sanderson as Mrs. Foskett Dyke, Olwyn Griffiths as Mrs. Hobson, Maddie Head as the domestic agency lady and the woman driver, Rosalind Slater as Trixie Williams, Nigel Lambert as Don Scraggs, and Frederick Treves as Constable Wilson. The children were Roberta Tovey as Trudy and Jill Riddick as Amanda. The script was adapted from his original TV success by Richard Waring and produced by Trafford Whitelock.